flooded. I smell gasoline. It's a piece of junk. Loper gave his head a shake. Slim, some of us have a talent for fixing machinery and some don't. You couldn't fix a yo-yo if the string broke. Yeah? Then start it yourself. I will. The secret is, don't pump the foot feed. I didn't. That floods the motor. Loper opened up the pickup door and sat behind the wheel. Watch and study your lessons, Slimbo. Loper turned the key and cranked the motor. He cranked it for 2 minutes, and nothing happened. A lopsided smirk spread across Slim's mouth. Well, don't quit now. You've still got some battery left. Loper showed him the palm of his hand. Patience. That was just step one. Did you open up the carburetor? Slim hitched up his jeans. No, I didn't, and do you know why? Because you're too lazy. No, sir. The reason is that the last time me and you tried that, we had a little explosion. Loper shrugged. That was a freak. I'll have a look. Okay, buddy, you're paying the bills on this outfit. Loper removed the air filter and looked into the carburetor. Give her a crank. Sitting behind the wheel, Slim hit the starter and the motor turned over several times. It didn't start. Loper raised his hand in the air. Hold it! I see the problem. It's getting too much gas. Slim heaved a sigh and looked up at the sky. Loper, the pickup's 20 years old and it wants to be traded off for a newer model. You can't run a ranch with junkyard equipment. Sure you can. That's how you stay in business in a bad cattle market. Loper walked into the barn and came back with a handful of wrenches. He flashed a grin. I'll have it running in 5 minutes. Slim shook his head. In 5 minutes, you'll have parts strung all over 3 acres, and it still won't start. Loper brought a finger to his lips. Shh! You'll never learn anything if you're flapping your mouth all the time. Loper leaned over the fender and went to work on the whatever it was. Slim looked down at us dogs and grinned. Y'all watch. He don't remember what happened the last time we tried this, but I do. Slim drummed his fingers on the steering wheel while Loper clanged and banged under the hood. After about 5 minutes, he yelled, Okay, give her a crank. Slim stuck his head out the window. Reckon you ought to step back a ways? Loper shook his head and rolled his eyes. Slim, we're burning daylight.
Well, that ain't all if we're fixing to burn.
Crank the motor.
Okay, buddy, you asked for this.
Slim hit the starter and the top half of Loper's body disappeared inside a cloud of blue smoke, while his hat and several pieces of the former air filter floated down to the ground. As the smoke began to clear, I could see Loper standing there with a dazed expression on his face. He was still in one piece, but it appeared that some of his hair had been singed, and he'd lost about 30% of his mustache. Slim was chuckling when he stepped out of the cab.
Are you hurt?
If I was, I wouldn't tell you about it. Loper snatched his hat off the ground and slapped it back on his head. Find a nylon tow rope and let's haul this wreck into town.
You gonna trade it off, finally?
No, I'm gonna get it fixed. That's a good pickup.
Oh, yeah. When it ain't dead or blowing up.
Loper, that thing's got 200,000 miles on it. That's right, and we'll drive it another 200,000. Let's head for town.
Loper. Slim walked over and laid a hand on Loper's shoulder. As one of the few friends you have left in this world, I need to tell you something.
Loper shot him a suspicious stare. Slim leaned closer and whispered,
half your mustache got blowed off. Before we go to town, you might want to trim the other side so you don't look like a crazy person.
Loper's hand went to his upper lip and felt around. He seemed surprised that Slim was right.
Get the tow rope!
He snarled and went back to the house to trim his whiskers. Well, that had started the morning off with a bang. A little humor there, did you get it? Started the morning off with a bang. But when the cowboys left the scene of the explosion, I glanced around and realized that Drover was missing. Fearing the worst, I searched the immediate area around the pickup and found no trace of the little mutt. What I found was... I'm not sure that I should reveal this next part. I mean, all my training and security work had prepared me for the tragic side of life. But I'm thinking of the kids. You know my position on kids. I hate to scare them or shock them too badly, or give them stories that'll make them cry. When I saw those little pieces of white fuzz on the ground... Oops. I wasn't going to say anything, but it just popped out. So now the cat is out of the sandbag. Okay, we might as well plunge into it. In the course of conducting an all-points search for little Drover, who was missing in action, I found several fragments of whitish fuzz lying on the ground. They looked very much like... I can't say it. It's too hard, too sad. I mean, Drover was the weirdest little mutt I'd ever mutted, but we'd worked together for years, and after all we'd been through together... A guy gets attached to his comrades, you know. We shouldn't. In a dangerous business like security work, we're always aware that, well, one of us might not come back from a hazardous mission. A hazardous mission. How do you pronounce the stupid word? I don't care. Skip it. Now, I don't remember what I was talking about. This really burns me up because I know it was something important. The weather? Maybe that was it. The weather that morning was pretty nice. A little chilly, but we weren't talking about the weather. Bones? Maybe so. I love bones. All kinds of bones, but I guess my favorite is steak bones. Ham bones are pretty nice, especially when they've been cooked in a big pot of pinto beans. But for flavor and chewing excitement, you can't beat... Wait. Drover had vanished, remember? And we had just discovered a